435-6058. Judge Robert Blake, Northern District of Illinois, Simon Bernstein, Illinois, insurance case.
Judge Blakey, Chambers?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
The judge's law clerk.
Oh, okay, would this be Jackie Dunn?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jackie. Yeah, just trying to get some information here on one of Judge Blakey's cases. And I think it was recently on today for like a conference call. I can give you a case number if that helps you.
Okay, if it was on today, they're still in court, so...
Well, I think it's already over with for today, and I was trying to get some facts verified.
Okay, I wasn't in court, so I can't tell you anything that happened. They're still up in court?
Oh, sure, that's okay. But you would probably know, you know, for example, like, when people are appearing on, it was like a conference call, I believe, is my understanding, and I'm trying to find out, you know, are those recorded? Does the judge have a stenographer when that's going on? This is on the Simon Bernstein insurance litigation. I can give you a case number if that'll help you.
So do you just want to know if there was a court reporter in court today?
Yeah, well, there's several things that I want to know. I want to know if there is a court reporter that was on the conference call today.
So there is no conference call. The judge, we do a court call. The judge is in court with a court reporter and a courtroom deputy who calls the cases.
Okay.
Some attorneys are allowed as a matter of convenience to appear by telephone.
Okay.
They're still recorded, just as if they were present in court.
Okay.
They state their appearances for the record,
okay,
and then everything that they say is transcribed just as if they were present in court.
Okay. So then, like, because then I know the website shows Lisa Breiter as, like, the court reporter, at least from his page on the Northern District of Illinois' website. So I don't know if
she is his court reporter. But I'm not sure if she's present in court today or if somebody was covering for her.
Okay, is there any way to find that out today and how to order, you know, the transcript as quickly as possible?
Well, so they're still in court, so whoever is taking down the transcript for today, they move right from the court call into whatever other matters the judge has, and he actually has a trial set for today.
Uh-huh.
So that court reporter will probably be in court for quite some time.
Right, okay. I imagine they take a break at some point, and, you know, some...
They probably don't have a lot of time to return phone calls, but if you leave her a message, I'm sure she'll get back to you.
I imagine maybe not during the middle of a trial returning phone calls, but, I mean, this is actually a very serious matter from what I can tell, and I don't know if you have, as a law clerk, if, you know, you have access to the documents, because what I'm being told today, and I'm referring to something that's on the PACER system under docket entry 273, which I believe was a recent decision from the judge, and nowhere in this decision does this judge say that Elliot Bernstein has been removed as a party from the case, and yet I'm being told that Judge Blakey himself, on the record, which should have been on the stenographic record, which you're saying is now recorded, which I'm assuming, of course, it's just like the statement of any officer of the court has to be under oath, penalties of perjury, all of those types of things. I'm hearing that Judge Blakey himself stated that Elliot Bernstein was removed from this case, and yet I'm looking at docket number 273 in the official court document on PACER. Nowhere in that memorandum opinion and order signed by the Honorable John Robert Blakey do I see anything that removed Elliot Bernstein from the case or removed his standing to be heard, although I'm told today Elliot Bernstein couldn't even be heard, which I think is probably a due process violation. And I know from my experience from New York, all officers of the court, of course, take that solemn oath to uphold the Constitution, that U.S. Constitution. So I didn't know if you could go into docket number 273 and find anywhere that removes Elliot Bernstein's standing from the case and removes him as a party from the case.
I'm not going to do that, but I can tell you that if somebody was, of record in a case, whether they're counsel or pro se, the judge would not have precluded them from appearing.
Oh, really? But I'm told that the judge actually said today to Mr. Burns.
Okay, well, you know what? Then what I would suggest is that you get the transcript and you verify that, because that strikes me as extremely odd.
Well, it's just like
who was a party into a case.
Really?
So, and I'm not going to debate the merits of it with you, but if somebody's a party to the case, obviously all of our proceedings are open to the public. So appearing by telephone is a matter of convenience. It's usually, as you well know, since you've been in the case for so long, it's usually done by prearrangement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've spoken to Gloria numerous times, getting that phone number that you need, and then sitting on the phone and waiting till the case is called. I can't imagine under any circumstances that somebody would be, you know, deliberately precluded from participating in that call.
Elliot, is that what he said? Didn't he say that you're removed from the case and he didn't?
Okay. So is there somebody else on the phone right now?
Oh, yeah, no, Elliot Bernstein's on the phone. Yeah.
Right, well, I don't believe you told me that, right?
Oh, well, but you didn't ask, so I hadn't gotten that.
Okay, thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Are you there?